reached the island.
T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Here it is, another edition of PDGA Radio. Thanks for joining me. I am Steve Kaczynski, and this week I'll have the latest world rankings update, which may or may not have some surprises. Also coming up are the results from last weekend, your disc golf news. I'll talk a little bit about the new superclass of disc golf, and a whole lot more as we're now into the wintry month of December, but we're keeping the warm thoughts and great disc golf going. And of course, PDGA Radio is keeping it going thanks to sponsors like Innova Champion, Discraft, the International Disc Golf Center, and the PDGA Store. Sometimes it's difficult to believe that 25 years have passed since Innova's Dave Dunapace created the world's first true golf disc. Those triangular rim discs were faster and more accurate, immediately commanding the attention of all who played. Tournament players instantly recognized that Innova discs provide an undeniable competitive advantage, and our discs have since been used to win more major titles than all other brands combined. Our love for the game remains strong. Innova Champion, celebrating 25 years as the industry leader in disc golf. Only 4 sanctioned tournaments on the PDGA schedule this past weekend. Celebrating the Thanksgiving holiday in style were 126 players in Chattanooga, Tennessee. It was Saturday for the 6th, belching turkey. After 2 rounds, it was Ohio's Matthew Blakely getting the win by 3 over Will Schusterick and Nick Phillips. Another throwback tied for 4th place were Jeff Bennett and Chris Orrick. Sarah Moss played great golf but had no competition. She gets an uncontested win in Pro Women. Dan Sisk beats Brett Russo by 2 in Masters. And it looks like Greg Carter wins a playoff over Rick Korab to win advanced by 1 over James Snappy Cole. In Wisconsin, they held the cold turkey, and it was Terry Miller getting the win by 5 over Mike Schweiger and Zach Newhouse. Tom Jenkins wins in Masters, and Sergio Correa won in advanced by 6. Now over to Michigan, it was Sunday for Turkey and Chains, the second helping, where Mike Henry got the win, an 8-throw margin over David Beal. In the advanced division, it was Brad Fraze winning by 1 over Ryan Stelmacher, and Jesse Cahill won the intermediate division. The latest world rankings have been released, and they do include the results from the recent Players Cup and the November ratings update. And despite an earlier rumor, it is still David Feldberg hanging on by a thread to the number one ranking over Nate Doss. After checking the numbers closely, then checking them a second time and a third time and a fourth time, maybe even a fifth time, a mistake was found in the weighting calculation for the Memorial, which initially gave the edge to Nate Doss. Once corrected, though, the razor-thin margin barely flips to Feldberg's favor. So close that if Nate or Dave had shot one throw better or worse at the Players' Cup or a few other major events, Nate could very easily be the number one world-ranked player. It's that close, just hundredths of a point separating them. Ken Climo, currently third in the world, followed by Avery Jenkins, Matt Oram, Jesper Lundmark in sixth, Johnny McRae, Barry Schultz, Steve Rico, and rounding out the top 10 for the men is Eric McCabe, fresh off his big win at the Players' Cup. Valerie Jenkins held the top spot for the women, putting an exclamation point on a sterling season with her Players' Cup win. Angela Chigfry slips past Des Redding in a second on the strength of her ratings boost from the U.S. Women's Disc Golf Championship and the Players' Cup. Carrie Berlegar and Elaine King round out the top 5 on the women's side. PDGA Radio will be back shortly with this week's Disc Golf News.
Hey yo, Brian Sullivan here, ready to feed your head with more fun facts. So why is consistent plastic important? Well, let's say you buy a first-run driver, and you love it, and then you lose it, but You go to replace it, and it just doesn't fly the same. Well, that is because, newsflash here, the manufacturer bought their plastic from the lowest bidder. Now, it's different plastic in your favorite disc. Well, avoid that headache. Throw Discraft. They always buy the same primo plastics from the same vendors. Consistency matters. Throw Discraft.
Welcome back to PDGA Radio, your weekly one-stop source for disc golf news and information. We'll start this week with an announcement from the PDGA that the second deadline for the 2008 Innovation Grant Program has been extended to December 12th. Five grants in the amount of $500 each will then be awarded in late December. The completed grant application, along with additional requested information and any supporting documents you wish to include, must be received by the PDGA office before December 12th. The previous deadline had been listed as December 1st. Good news for anyone who took part in the 2008 Ace Race that's put on by Discraft. The 2008 prototype disc has now been approved for PDGA tournament play. Discraft describes the disc as a slightly overstable mid-range that fits into the Discraft lineup between the Buzz and the Wasp. The disc is scheduled for general release to the public in the spring of 2009, officially named as the Nebula. However, all Ace Race copies are now fully legal. Disc golf news out of Pennsylvania, courtesy of Bradley Schlegel of the North Penn Life newspaper. He wrote that the Montgomery Township Board of Supervisors rejected a proposal to utilize and re-expand the town's disc golf course in Windlestray Park. The ordinance suggested expanding the course to its original length and eventually reopening six additional holes. The current arrangement, which includes a shortened nine-hole course with three alternating holes, will remain until further notice. In April, the supervisors ended 5 months of disagreements by approving a nine-hole course with the three rotating holes. That unanimous vote, which forbid tournaments, also instructed the board to be mindful about the course's length. The compromise included a course significantly shorter than the 6,600-foot championship-size course that was initially installed in 2007. Last December, the board closed six holes in Rose Twig Forest to examine possible environmental impact. Now from the Times Independent in Moab, Utah, where with 18 holes installed just east of Old City Park, the Moab City Recreation Department is almost ready for the grand opening of its latest sports facility, which is already open for play. As soon as benches and tee boxes are installed, the new disc golf course will be ready for tournament play. The course, cost $18,000 to install, begins at the top of Old City Park in Moab, then finishes at the bottom. When it's fully complete, each tee will feature a Google Earth-type map to describe the hole, and will have rubber mats to throw from, as well as benches. For now, the holes are all installed and there is an overall map at the entrance. As well as being a popular area for mountain bikers, the Moab area will also feature a nature trail for walkers and joggers near the disc golf course and will be the only city facility that allows dogs. After the finishing touches are put on the course this winter, they say the city will host a grand opening celebration for the new disc golf course. Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the Mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center, a must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and two championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center. And now for those who may have missed the article on PDGA.com from Chuck Kennedy on Superclass Disc Golf, here are the highlights regarding a new option for PDGA-sanctioned events coming up in 2009 called Superclass. Superclass is a newly defined category of supersized golf discs that may weigh up to 200 grams, have bigger rim heights, and a minimum diameter over an inch larger than our usual long-distance drivers. Also, PDGA members can earn a whole new Superclass rating separate from their regular PDGA rating. It's a throwback to the future, says Chuck Kennedy. Superclass discs will initially be based on the larger catch discs we've all played with, but molded in much heftier golf weights to work well in the wind and to penetrate the chain baskets. The goal is that by throwing a variety of these Superclass discs that don't fly as far as the typical golf discs, many of our shorter par 3 courses may now turn into true disc golf challenges with everything from par 3s, 4s, 5s, and even some 6s. Using Superclass discs, the winning balance will tilt more towards touch and accuracy versus technology and power. With perhaps 80% of the existing courses not able to expand and offer more par 4s and 5s, many of them have become outdated for higher level golf disc competition. Many are bypassed by tournament directors for leagues and events, and their potential to attract outside revenue into the community is therefore reduced. These lesser-used courses may progressively become wasted assets for the sport, let alone their potential to fall into disrepair and possible removal. According to the article by, again, Chuck Kennedy, these Superclass competitions are a way to reinvigorate those courses and reestablish the original version of disc golf that's a little more golf-like and more accessible to a much wider population. With the PDGA governing body sanctioning Superclass events in 2009, it not only helps legitimate the use of catch discs on the existing courses, but will hopefully encourage play from the shorter sets of tees, which can be challenging for even our best players using Superclass plastic. Superclass provides the ideal scenario for ultimate players to cross-train, where they can practice several of their throwing skills using the same disc they use for ultimate. With much higher numbers of women playing ultimate than disc golf, the crossover potential to Superclass could boost the number of women who play disc golf, even if it's mostly just Superclass events. An exploratory group made up of Pete May, David Greenwell, Barrett White, Dan Doyle, Dan Roddick, and Chuck Kennedy have been developing the concept of Superclass for the PDGA. Running the Kenwood Classic in Minneapolis, Minnesota during early September 2008 as the first Superclass test event. Timmy Gill won that, throwing an Ultra Star and putting with a 125-gram Sky Pro. Disc models that meet the proposed Superclass guidelines can be found on PDGA.com. Manufacturers will also soon be reviewing the proposed technical specifications for Superclass, with the goal to have them approved by the PDGA board for implementation by January 1st, 2009.
You're listening to PDGAradio.com.
Looking for official PDGA merchandise? Look no further than PDGAstore.com. Your official online source for instructional books and DVDs, collectible discs, tournament supplies, stylish PDGA apparel, the newly released Pro Worlds DVD, and of course the ever so valuable PDGA membership. Go online to PDGAstore.com, buy some cool new gear, and take the sport you love to even higher levels.
Nearly a dozen events on the PDGA calendar for this upcoming first weekend of December 2008. There are B-tiers in Charleston, South Carolina, Lakewood, Washington, Tyler, Texas, and Smyrna, Tennessee. C-tiers scheduled for St. Cloud, Minnesota, St. Petersburg, Florida, and the International Disc Golf Center's December monthly in Appling, Georgia. Other events in Kentucky and California, and internationally in Japan and the Netherlands. Check back with PDGA Radio again next week for results from those events and much, much more, as it will also be the final regularly scheduled program for PDGA Radio in 2008. But we'll try to keep something going during the off-season to keep you up to date. But until next time, I am Steve Kaczynski with PDGA Radio. PD
PDGA Radio News is hosted and produced by Steve Kaczynski, exclusively in contract with the Professional Disc Golf Association. Advertising inquiries along with comments about the show or programming ideas may be sent to the host via email at pdga.radio@yahoo.com or by contacting the PDGA office. All sound effects and production music used with permission from Magix Music Maker and A1FreeSoundEffects.com. All content is otherwise exclusively owned and copyrighted by the Professional Disc Golf Association and the producer.
Goodbye.